From Tidbits on August 29th, 2011, this is Tidbits Watchlist, Notable Software Updates, written by Tidbits staff. DragThing 5.9.7. TLA Systems has released DragThing 5.9.7, a small but significant update to its popular application launcher. The most significant change in this release is compatibility with macOS 10 Lion, which comes in the form of several user interface tweaks and the correction of a number of Lion-related bugs, three of which could cause crashes. It's also worth noting that DragThing 5.9.7 now requires macOS 10 10.6.8 or later. iTunes 10.4.1. Apple has released iTunes 10.4.1, a minor update that addresses a number of bugs. These include issues with the media keys on some third-party keyboards, a problem with adding artwork to songs and videos, and a problem with voiceover support. Rounding out the update are fixes that resolve issues related to purchasing HD movies and the speed with which iTunes opens after a Mac wakes from sleep. Evernote 3.0. Evernote has released version 3.0 of its eponymous app for macOS 10. The new release comes with a redesigned user interface that emphasizes simplicity and elegance and more thorough support for macOS 10 Lion. This includes support for Lion's full screen mode and the introduction of Lion's specific interface elements. Evernote also features an all-new favorites bar, which enables users to jump quickly to categories of notes that are relevant to them. Mel-L 2.9. Redlex has released Mel-L 2.9, updating the company's word processor with new features and enhancements, including a customized toolbar, line numbering, and better ways to edit headers and footers. A revised user interface simplifies manipulating a document's margins, tabs, and other page parameters. The app also comes with many smaller improvements designed to improve its responsiveness, reliability, and user experience. Typeinator 4.5. The latest update to Ergonus's typing expansion utility, Typeinator 4.5, boasts more than 50 enhancements. Most are relatively small tweaks, such as expansions being inserted in uppercase if the caps lock key is active, but some are more significant, such as the capability to import autocorrect lists from Microsoft Office and support for abbreviations when working in right-to-left languages like Arabic and Hebrew. The update, which is compatible with macOS 10 10.7 Lion, also fixes small conflicts with Safari, BBEdit, Sparrow, Google Earth, TweetDeck, Coda, and more. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile, Intego, and Noteboom Productions. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at Tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and thanks for listening.